from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, one community breaks ground on a multi-million dollar facility that's expected to bring access to all forms of healthcare. Why one health official is hopeful that the state will see improvement in measles vaccinations at school age, and even more. It's Wednesday, July 22nd. Here are today's stories. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe is breaking ground on a $4.6 million behavioral health center. Staff say the facility will integrate evidence-based behavioral health practices with traditional Lakota healing methods. SDPB's Julia Stelter reports.
A behavioral health treatment facility is being built near the Rosebud Sioux Tribe's Detoxification Center and the Indian Health Service Emergency Department, expanding the community's access to all forms of health care. The 8,400-square-foot center will house several treatment and therapy rooms, as well as administrative offices. Skyla Fasthorse is the health director for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Health Administration. She says the facility will also have a dedicated space for traditional healing that aligns with Lakota teachings.
So the behavioral health has a cultural healing room inside of it, and we would use that holistic approach to help healer people.
Native American communities experience some of the highest suicide rates. Todd County's suicide rates in particular are about 4 to 5 times higher than the national average. According to Wayne Booz, the rural healthcare director of the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust, Helmsley's rural healthcare program is a grant donor for the behavioral center. Boo says right now, people seeking these kinds of behavioral services often have to travel hours to reach them, then lack the resources they need to continue healing at home.
Our philosophy has really been that healing happens best when it happens close to home with our families and our support network nearby. And we're happy to be able to provide support to good partners to get us closer to that ideal goal.
Local facilities also help the tribe come one step closer to being entirely self-reliant, according to Fasthorse.
I feel that we are empowering ourselves by being sovereign, by bringing those resources here locally rather than referring them off the reservation.
Tribal leaders say they are still working on a construction timeline for the project and don't have a set date for when the facility will open. I'm SDPB's Julia Stelter.
South Dakota's Department of Health is continuing to see an uptick in measles cases alongside a downtick in vaccination rates among children. South Dakota's childhood immunization rates have decreased for the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, shot for the fifth consecutive year, though the rate only decreased slightly in 2025 from 2024. The percent of children vaccinated for MMR at kindergarten entry in South Dakota was 90% in 2024. In 2025, the rate was 89.9%. According to Melissa Magstadt, the Secretary of the Department of Health, the department is taking the small decrease as a positive sign.
We've stabilized that over this last year, and hopefully we'll see an improvement in those measles vaccination at school age.
That figure represents nearly a 5% drop from the same figure in 2020. The figures came up at a Government Operations and Audit Committee meeting. There, the DOH gave its performance management reviews as required by state law. The department set a goal to increase the percentage of vaccinated kindergartners at entry to 91.5% in 2028. When asked, Magstadt says some that are less likely to be immunized for school age is the Hutterite and Mennonite populations.
What we do with those populations, again, it's a different population, work with them differently. We educate, make aware, and then make it easy to get it done if you choose. So
she adds that the state is working to connect with typically underutilized measles populations. Magstadt ties the decrease in vaccination rates with the number of measles cases South Dakota is seeing.
Yeah, so last year we had 16 cases of measles. This year we have 11 so far, and we should hit that. We had 16 in the entire year last year, 11 so far this year. And they tend to kind of happen in the summers, which is sort of interesting. So we're monitoring that very closely for sure.
Magstadt said every individual who had measles last year was unvaccinated. MSDPB's Jackson Dirks. The Department of Corrections says inmate crews have wrapped up storm cleanup efforts in Huron and Highmore. The Highmore area saw extensive damage due to a severe thunderstorm in late June. A few days later, another storm hit Huron, downing many trees and causing widespread power outages. The DOC sent dozens of inmates, along with staff, to each community to help clean up in the aftermath of the storms. They were in Highmore a little over a week. They spent more time in Huron, including at the state fairgrounds, where they wrapped up last week. The DOC says the crews provided more than 2,700 hours of labor. Secretary Nick Lamb says the inmates involved said that they enjoyed the chance to give back. Legislation to back a study of expanding the Lewis and Clark water system to the Missouri River advances in the Senate. The feasibility study was passed by the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee and next heads to the Senate floor. The bill is backed by Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds. Two other Senate bills proposing studies on other South Dakota water systems are also being considered by the Senate. One, the Western Dakota Regional Water System, would pipe water from the Missouri River to western parts of the state. The other, the Dakota Main Stem Regional Water System, focuses on eastern South Dakota. More than $100,000 in grant money is being given to nonprofits in the Sioux Falls area. This comes as part of the Sioux Falls Area Community Foundation's latest round of community-centered grants. The money will go towards supporting housing, care for children and young adults with disabilities, and other services in the area. Some organizations that received grants include Affordable Housing Solutions and Uniquely Yours. The full list of grant recipients is available at sdpb.org/news. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.